Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. Predators will be back in action tonight at Bridgestone Arena to start a three-game homestand against the Carolina Hurricanes, and coming fresh off a 5-2 win in St. Louis, a guy that spent a lot of time in the Lou, Ryan O'Reilly, joins us now on the program. Ryan, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. I know you got to – it's always fun to go back to a former team and beat them, right? That's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially twice in the last few days here, which is it always feels good. Obviously, spent some time there, 4.5 years. So, it was good. Good to get those wins. It's a good feeling around the room right now, and I got a tough test tonight.
And you've got a couple of hat tricks again. Well, Stammer had the four-goal game and then Phil with a hat trick the other night, and you assisted on a couple of those plays. I mean, Phil seems to be kind of getting into his groove right now.
Oh, yeah. You can see, just he's so dangerous with that shot of his. And, he could have had, I think he ran a couple off the crossbar, too, in that game as well. But, it's so lethal, his shot. Anytime you get him the puck anywhere in a dangerous spot, the way he could just releases it, it's very unique release that he has. He just, the way it comes off his stick and the way he shoots it is so different, and obviously we can all see it gives goalies a hard time. So it's fun watching. It's fun playing with him too. Just got to get the puck over to him, and he makes something happen.
You're a guy that holds yourself accountable when things aren't going well, whether it's personal performance or the team as a whole. When things are going well, like they are right now, and I know the job isn't done, do you allow yourself to have fun and enjoy the moment? Because you guys are playing some pretty good hockey right now.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, it's the season's a roller coaster, and as much as you want to be even keel, I think it's the opposite. I think you gotta, when you're winning, it should be good, it should be fun coming in. When you're losing, it should be miserable, and I think that's what gets the best, out of guys and myself. And might be different than some people think, but no, when things are going good, it's I always say winning cures everything, and the energy around the room, it's so much better. There's just excitement, guys. I know for myself, you just feel lighter out there. You feel like you're getting the bounces, and you're not, overthinking things. You're just finding ways to win, and that's it's a much better feeling, and we want to hold on to it as long as we can.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. I asked Stammer this question last week, and I'll ask you the same thing. Is it so much that you guys have changed stuff, or have you kind of kept with it? And it's kind of like a pitcher in baseball. You keep working through it, and eventually things are going to fall your way like they have over the course of the last few games.
Yeah, I think there is, minor adjustments that you do make, and but it is a lot of just sticking with it. It was dark there a little while ago. I think no one felt good about anything. But we kept working. We kept pushing on it and started to get momentum, and it's, this game – like any sport too, you build momentum and you see how much easier things get, and you see a team, see us kind of building something and starting to find it. And it's, I give you guys credit. We're now, we're a couple wins away of being back up to 500 and back in a playoff spot. So it's, we got a lot of work left, but you can see we're starting to kind of, find our groove as a team, and give guys credit. It's, there was a lot of, miserable days. And we kept working through it. And we're going to keep doing that. And we know what, I think we have a better picture of what our game looks like when we're at our best. And that earlier in the year wasn't, we weren't sure about it. And, we've kind of found it, and I've got to keep adding to it.
What do you see from some of the youngsters that are contributing? We've seen Reed Schaefer come up and make an impact. Obviously, Wood has really come into his own and others as well. So what have you seen from those youngsters?
Yeah, Schaefer is obviously, uses his big body very well. He's physical. He wins battles, and see some of the goals too. He scores, winning a battle and taking to the net. And he's so strong and nails the puck so well. It's so, it's really fun to see and watch him get rewarded for it too. And guys like Woody too, who's, so smooth out there for, especially his size, his big body, the way he handles the puck is impressive, and the way he creates. It's nice to see these young guys contributing. And, I think in order to win, it's gotta be everyone. It's, the game's too tough if you don't have a couple guys going, and I feel veteran guys are pushing and the young guys are pushing too, and it's fun to watch.
Everyone in the league has to deal with the condensed schedule with the Olympics and all of that, But do you feel like that this has almost been beneficial for you guys, that you now you're locked into a rhythm and you just kind of keep it going until the holiday break?
Yeah, I kind of like it. It is, you know, it can be tough when you're playing the 3s and 4s and, you know, getting to travel. And, you know, we haven't really been out west yet, which, you know, once you're kind of coming back and forth from that, that can take a toll. But, yeah, kind of like you're saying, when you are in a rhythm and you're kind of playing every other night, it's good. You know, it's easy to get into it. And, you know, kind of use that momentum. So it is beneficial for that, for sure.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. So Carolina comes in tonight. I mean, this is a tough team. You guys know this. You saw them a few weeks ago. What are some things that maybe you've looked at that you can combat against them tonight?
I guess lightly, they spanked us last game in Carolina, and it was disappointing when we were kind of starting to build something. So, you know, we got a revenge game. You know, we have to go back at these guys. It's going to be a tough challenge. They're a very good team. They work. They're very disciplined within their structure. You know, we have to be more aggressive. I think we have to be more physical than we were last game against them. And, you know, I think we got caught on our heels last game too, where we kind of weren't sure how they were going to come. And, you know, when you do that, it's a tough game to play. So, you know, for us, it's, you know, let's be more physical. Let's go ready to, you know, get back at them and just be on our toes. You know, trust our structure, trust our system, and be more aggressive.
I'm always curious, Ryan O'Reilly is with us, when Bruno, you know, will do his post-game press conference and everything, and even in a loss, you know, he will point out, hey, we actually played a good game. You know, they just were able to score more goals, or essentially. When you guys hear that, okay, we're doing the right things, we're playing well, but you lose. I mean, what is that like in having that discussion? Because I have a feeling, I've been in those locker rooms, that it's more or less like, yeah, no, we lost, so we don't feel good.
Yeah, there's I think there's so many different ways to take a game. And I think, well, obviously, you know, you win no matter what. Everyone's feeling good about it. Even if it's not your best effort, you found a way to win. And when you lose, I think there are times where you can be proud of the effort. There is something there. I think Bruno does a great job at letting us know that when it is, you know, a good game and might not get the result, but we don't need to deviate from the way we played. And, you know, the game against something like Carolina, when, you know, it wasn't great. See, there's, you know, he's there to tell us that, yeah, they, you know, that's not going to fly for us if we want to win hockey games. So I think he does a great job with that balance, and it's just a part of the game that way.
You'll see Minnesota as the last game before the holiday break. Obviously they made a pretty big move acquiring Quinn Hughes. So what does that, you know, and you obviously got to take care of some business before then, but what does that do adding him to the Central Division?
Yeah, there's some pretty good D-man in the Central Division. It's always, just adds to it. It's going to be tough. Minnesota's already a team that's been rolling too, and you add him to the mix. You know, he's one of the best D in the league. His playmaking ability, it's, you know, they're contenders for sure. They're going to be a tough challenge for us, but, we're excited. Yeah, once that game comes, I think we'll be excited for him, and it's going to be hard.
Ryan, appreciate the time as always, my man. Good luck tonight, and good luck the rest of the way before the holiday break. And if I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thanks very much. You as well. Thanks for having me.
Ryan O'Reilly joining us here on the program. We'll come back, react to some of that and much more from Tennessee Brew Works today. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.